Greece plans to use illegal migrants to build airport and subway station. By Kurt Sindelka on September 29, 2023. The government of Greece is planning to put approximately 300,000 illegal migrants to work on public works projects to update the nation's infrastructure, Athens Minister for Migration announced on Tuesday. Greek Migration Minister Dimitris Kyriadis said that while the government realizes that putting illegals to work could incentivize further flows of migration into the Mediterranean country, the move would serve to benefit the country's aging infrastructure amid shortages in the labor force, including in the tourist and agricultural industries. "We do not want to create new incentives for further illegal flows because that is the danger," Kyriadis said in comments reported by The Telegraph. "On the other hand, we want to go from undeclared to declared labor to boost public revenue with employment taxes and contributions and help address dramatic shortages in certain sectors." Among the projects that could see illegals be put to work on will include the construction of a subway metro system in the city of Thessaloniki, which has faced over a decade of delays following the 2009 financial crisis that crippled the nation's finances. In addition, migrants will be put to work on the building of a new airport outside the Cretan city of Heraklion, which also faced delays following the Chinese coronavirus crisis. While the government has yet to publish details on exactly what form of legal status will be afforded to those who work in infrastructure projects or in tourism and agriculture, the plan is reported by the EU-funded InfoMigrants site to be modeled off a similar scheme that was implemented in Italy in 2020, when those who overstayed their visas were allowed to apply for a 6-month residency permit in exchange for working in an area of economic need. The initiative comes as Greece, alongside neighboring Italy, has faced a sharp increase in the number of illegals entering the country, with 18,000 arriving in Greece since the start of the year, a 106% increase over last year. In response to the crisis, Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis pledged during his recent re-election campaign to extend the existing wall with Turkey to cover the entire width of the border between the two nations. Turkey, under Islamist President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has previously been accused of attempting to blackmail the European Union with the threat of opening the gates of migration through Greece, particularly for Syrian migrants residing in Turkey. The existing wall between the two countries currently stretches around 37.5 kilometers, 25 miles. Under Prime Minister Mitsotakis' plans, an additional 35 kilometers would be added over the next year and over 100 kilometers by the year 2026 in order to completely seal the border. Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtSindelka or email to sindelka@breitbart.com.